Suta Goswami continued, "Many others, like Sukadeva Goswami and other purified souls, Kasyapa and Angiras, and others, all accompanied by their respective disciples, arrived there." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami, Brahma Ratha, the famous son and disciple of Sri Vyasadeva, who taught him first the Mahabharata and then Srimad Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami recited 1,400,000 verses of the Mahabharata in the councils of the Gandharvas, Yakshas, and Rakshasas, and he recited Srimad Bhagavatam for the first time in the presence of Maharaj Parikit. He thoroughly studied all the Vedic literatures from his great father. Thus, he was a completely purified soul by dint of his extensive knowledge in the principles of religion. From Mahabharata, Shabha Parva, 4:11, it is understood that he was also present in the royal assembly of Maharaj Yudhisthira and at the fasting of Maharaj Parikit. As a bona fide disciple of Sri Vyasadeva, he inquired from his great father very extensively about religious principles and spiritual values, and his great father also satisfied him by teaching him the yoga system by which one can attain the spiritual kingdom. The difference between fruitive work and empiric knowledge. The ways and means of attaining spiritual realization. The four ashrams, namely the student life, the householder life, the retired life, and the renounced life. The sublime position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process of seeing Him eye to eye. The bona fide candidate for receiving knowledge. The consideration of the five elements. The unique position of intelligence. The consciousness of the material nature and the living entity. The symptoms of the self-realized soul. The working principles of the material body. The symptoms of the influential modes of nature, the tree of perpetual desire, and psychic activities. Sometimes he went to the sun planet with the permission of his father and Naradaji. Descriptions of his travel in space are given in the Shantaparva of the Mahabharata, 3:32. At last he attained the transcendental realm. He is known by different names, like Araneya, Aruni Sutta, Vyasaki, and Vyasatmaja. Kasyapa, one of the Prajapatis, the son of Marichi, and one of the sons-in-law of Prajapati Daksha. He is the father of the gigantic bird, Garuda, who was given elephants and tortoises as edibles. He married 13 daughters of Prajapati Daksha, and their names are Aditi, Diti, Danu, Kashta, Arishta, Sorasa, Ila, Muni, Krodavasha, Tamra, Sorabi, Sarama, and Timi. He begot many children, both demigods and demons, by those wives. From his first wife, Aditi, all the 12 Adityas were born. One of them is Vamana, the incarnation of Godhead. This great sage, Kasyapa, was also present at the time of Arjuna's birth. He received a presentation of the whole world from Parasaram, and later on he asked Parasaram to go out of the world. His other name is Aristanemi. He lives on the northern side of the universe. Angiras. He is the son of Maharishi Angira and is known as Brihaspati, the priest of the demigods. It is said that Dronacharya was his partial incarnation. Sukracharya was the spiritual master of the demons, and Brihaspati challenged him. His son is Kacha, and he delivered the fire weapon first to Bharadwaj Muni. He begot six sons, like the fire god, by his wife Chandramasi, one of the reputed stars. He could travel in space, and therefore he could present himself even in the planets of Brahmaloka and Indraloka. He advised the king of heaven, Indra, about conquering the demons. Once he cursed Indra, who thus had to become a hog on the earth and was unwilling to return to heaven. Such is the power of the attraction of the illusory energy. Even a hog does not wish to part with its earthly possessions in exchange for a heavenly kingdom. He was the religious preceptor of the natives of different planets.